for Wednesday, September 16th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Wednesday. Glad that you are here. Today we find ourselves looking to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6 and verse 6. This is where we find Jesus teaching the apostles on how they ought to pray. This particular section of scripture is titled The Lord's Prayer. Follow along as I read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, beginning at verse 5. This is what the Word of God teaches. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, The Divine Region of Religion. And this is what he wrote. The main idea in the region of religion is your eyes upon God, not on men. Do not have as your motive the desire to be known as a praying man. Get an inner chamber in which to pray where no one knows you are praying. Shut the door and talk to God in secret. Have no other motive than to know your Father in heaven. It is impossible to conduct your life as a disciple without definite times of secret prayer. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions. That's what verse 7 tells us. God is never impressed by our earnestness. He does not hear us because we are in earnest, but only on the ground of redemption. Prayer is not simply getting things from God. That is an initial form of prayer. Prayer is getting into perfect communion with God. If the Son of God is formed in us by regeneration, he will press forward in front of our common sense and change our attitude to the things about which we pray. Everyone that asketh shall receiveth. We pray pious blether. Our will is not in it, and then we say God does not answer. We never asked for anything. Ye shall ask what ye will, said Jesus. Asking means our will is in it. Whenever Jesus talked about prayer, he put it in with grand simplicity of a child. We bring in our critical temper and say, yes, but. Jesus simply said, ask. But remember that we have to ask of God things that are in keeping with the God whom Jesus Christ revealed. In today's teaching, Oswald Chambers tells us that it is impossible to conduct our life as a disciple of Jesus without definite times of secret prayer. How do you feel about that? What's your thoughts? Do you think Oswald Chambers is right? For me, my secret times of prayer are never me going into a room and closing the door as the scripture suggests, because it's not practical. For me, I find that my secret time of prayer is when I'm driving by myself, especially if it's a longer drive, maybe into Chilliwack or Abbotsford or just to Agassiz. But it's that quiet time that I can just talk and listen. It's a time that I commune with God. What is your time of secret prayer? Is it like mine? Do you find it as you drive? Maybe you do exactly as the scripture suggests, and you do go into a room and you close the door. Maybe it's when you're gardening. Maybe it's when you're doing housework. The point that we need to remember is that we have to set aside time to enter into that communion with God. And yes, I do believe what Oswald Chambers says, that it is impossible to conduct our life as a disciple if we do not have those definite times of secret prayer. I hope that you've been both challenged and encouraged by this morning's devotion. Join again tomorrow as we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.